moments, Leah. You can't be bouncing around. Radio. I know. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise Him, praise Him.
Purpose Kingdom. You had just tuned into Purpose Kingdom. My name is Elder Charles Lee. I'm here with my wife, Reverend Maureen Lee.
Yes.
And we are here to finish talking about moving on. But you have tuned into the broadcasting blog radio station, The Purpose Point, The Turning Point, Purpose Kingdom. And we are talking again about moving on. We're talking about relationships. This is our 954th episode. Last time we talked to you, it was the 944th episode. Amen. So,
amen.
Although we may not want to, we're moving on. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Come on, come on, come
and,
on.
And to recap a little bit about what we were talking about on the 944th episode, we gave you four things to do to be able to move on in relationships, married people, single people that are thinking about getting married. Okay, this is not just for married people, but you got single people out there that is throwing a thought around in their mind about getting in a relationship. And my wife was looking at me on this show, and I was telling her something that was just eating at me, and it was about how people stay in bad relationships. And this is before you get married. Because, see, you should have all this all together by the time God sits down and anoints that relationship where you're getting ready to get married.
Yeah.
Okay, all this stuff should be weeded out and out the air. That's why you have, what they call it, honey?
Marriage counseling.
A lot of people don't believe in that, believe it or not. They don't believe in marriage counseling because we've been good so far. So we don't need nobody to talk to us. Wrong answer. Marriage counseling brings out so many things that you won't bring out just in regular conversation.
Come on.
Amen. Because we have a lot of people that we find out later on after they get married, they are so shocked to know, I didn't know that you didn't believe in that. I didn't know that you didn't want kids. I didn't know that you didn't believe in the Trinity. I didn't. See, all this stuff comes out in marriage counseling. So, see, it's not just, let's just jump into this thing and we'll make it work. You know, it's God's will. No, God lets you have free will a lot. Okay, a lot of people don't believe that, you know, and this is why a lot of people fall in love with the wrong people. Because you don't, in other words, take them through, what's the word I'm looking for? You have to take them through the process of taking them before God.
Amen.
Everything you have to do has to go through God. And people, you know, I mean, whatever. If you want to make sure that you were the right person, start talking about God. Don't be closed mouth. Amen. Don't be closed mouth because, see, once somebody finds out later on how much you love your father, then you're going to see if they're not on the same sheet of music and you're not, you know, evenly yoked, you're going to find a lot of different things out. And I'm telling you right now, it's kind of bad to do that after you say, I do.
Come on.
Amen, because I'm telling you, people think God is going to say, you know, he's the one when you're ready to get married in the back saying, hold it, I don't think they should get married. No. No, that's why God gives you choices. And the way that our relationships, the way our life is running now is because of what? Our choices. So see, God says, you can come and talk to me about them. I'll give you my little input on them where I think you shouldn't talk to this person. Well, God, you know, if this person is in my spirit and we should be together, let me know. But if you just go on, oh, he's so fine and she's so cute, she's so this, God will sit back and say, okay, go ahead. See, if you want to make God laugh, tell him about your plans.
That's right.
Tell him about your plans. If you want to get a big laugh from God, and see thunder and lightning roll in the sky and rain come down, tell them how you feel your life should be. Okay, because we do so much with these relationships, and this is part of moving on. And I'm going to give you real briefly here. I'm not going to go through all of them, because some of them I look at and some of them I don't. I agree with some of them. I have to put the Bible to them, because see, when the word come and lay something down, you can't argue with me. You got to argue with the word. Amen. One of the main excuses that most people have when they're trying to stay in a bad relationship, honey, right?
Come on.
Is I'd rather settle for him than be alone.
Yeah.
And how many women you know, your girlfriend?
A lot today.
You know
what my favorite one is? But we've been together for so long. I'm used to him. I'm comfortable.
Okay, well, I mean, I've had couches and chairs that we got comfortable with, but when they got raggedy, what we did?
Throw it out.
Okay. We had to get a new one,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Uh-huh.
Because now it done sunk in. It's not feeling right. You know, all the cushioning went out of it. Now I'm starting to feel the springs, and the wood is breaking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to get rid of it. So that I'm comfortable with him, that's old news, too.
But you know what's funny, too? Even to the married couples, that relationship is, it's just going a little sideways. You have to bring that date night back, that communication, that winding and dining. And you got to put things back in perspective.
Yeah, but see, Christians, honey, you're never alone anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're never alone as a Christian. Christians are totally complete in Christ, lacking nothing. God can do everything but fail. He didn't say to people down here on the earth that you're talking to your fiancé, you know, your boyfriend, soon to be your husband. It didn't say that he couldn't fail. Okay, so you know, stop feeling that we just got to have somebody in our life to complete us. Let's be completed with Christ first. Amen? Let's be completed with Christ to a point to where once we have a good relationship with our Father, then he can branch out. And women, don't go looking for a man or a husband. God will bring him to you. See, that's the thing I love about him. That's service he will do if you let him. You have to let him.
You got to wait till God to finish what he got for you. When he's finished with you, and then he's finished with your helpmeet, then he'll send him your way, or he or she. But God is not done with him. He's still baking in the oven. He or she is still baking. He's just not right for you yet. So don't get him and try to make him right. Make him fit.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know?
And the women out there that don't know that you have that low self-esteem, don't fall for the okey-doke. Amen. Because, see, God, he will continually and politely step aside to let you choose less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's what you're going to do, because if you get somebody, and you know, me and my wife have been talking about this even over vacation. We've been talking about this for a while. Most, and I ain't going to say most, no, I'm going to say all. I'm going to put it on the line. I'm going to say all. All men that step into your life and they see what's going on, situations, you don't have to ask them nothing. Amen?
Come on.
You don't have to ask a real Christian man nothing. Because if he comes in your life and see that you're, I mean, because a lot of relationships now are starting off, and I call them ready-made families. And you have to be a real Christian man to pick up a ready-made family, because
amen.
You're going to start working. Amen? I'm telling you out there now, man, it's nothing lacking where you see a woman that has young kids and you figure, oh, I can't get in and involved with that. But you love her. So the kids, when they come, they're a package. Okay?
Amen.
It's not a store. You can't go and pick the different bows and arrows that you want, or the different size bullets you want in your gun. No, it comes in a package. Okay? And one thing that I never worried about, my dad and any other man I know that did such things, we don't worry about that outside man, that biological father, because that's all he was, a biological father. He made them. Now you're going to raise them.
Come on.
Okay? Just because you made a child don't mean that you're a father. That just means that you're a blank donor. Amen?
Come on, say it.
And see, they don't have the thing on here where I could beep it, so I'm going to say you're a blank donor. So when you step into a ready-made family, you got your work cut out for you. Amen? So, like I said, a real man don't have to be told nothing. Because if you was raised as a real man, you know how a family is supposed to be. Amen?
Say it.
You don't step in there and see that, okay, well, I'm dating her, and I see that, you know, it's no food in the refrigerator, so I'll bring over my house and eat. All right, you just made a mistake right there. She got kids. If you see this going somewhere, and y'all done took this before God, if you see this going somewhere, you better go there and put some food in that refrigerator. Let's sit down and talk about, first off, we're not going to totally dismiss this biological father because he's going to be around. But it's a way to deal with him, too. Okay? Now, you men out there that's having problems with these women, these biological fathers keep popping up, now you need to sit down and have a discussion. Okay, I know that this is their biological father, but if we're going to be together, we got to respect one another. Amen? We got to respect one another. I don't want to be over there talking, or you over my house and he's calling you 50 times, or he pops up back and forth when I'm over there. Why didn't he do what he was supposed to be doing when I was out the picture? So, see, we're trying to build a life. If we're trying to build a life, it's just a mutual respect that has to be planted.
Amen. Come on.
Because I'm not going to be coming over your house, and I know what you need, because being a real man, I see what you need. You need help with the bills, you need help with this, you need help with that, but I'm not going to come over, and every time I look, you throwing this man in my face. Amen. See, this week, the turning point is talking real talk, okay? So, see, we trying to cut all these problems off before it blow up in your face, before you trying to tell them, oh, that you know, we can't excuse the thing that is their dad. Okay, we all know that. Like we said, he's a biological father. But now when me and you getting together and this is a real love connection, God is in it. God is going to provide. God's going to make sure whatever I need to give you, he's going to give me. Amen? So we ain't lacking, and I'm not asking. First off, we're going to go to God together. We're going to get on our knees to Christ together, and we're going to pray about this thing. God, if this is what you ordain and this is what you want for us, we need you to walk with us. Walk with us in this journey. Okay? And anything that's not like you in this relationship, God, we ask that you remove it. Because we're leaning on your word. But I just, you know, it was in my spirit all just about my vacation about how people are going through so much turmoil because they're not communicating. They're not getting together and talking. They're not taking everything before the throne. All they want to do is, it's my way because this is the way I've been because I've been single. But now you've already stepped up and go to another level and call yourself either dating, you're engaged. But don't let nobody on the outside other than Christ come in and try to twist that thing up. Because you're going to have people that say, give him another chance. Do this and do that. And we've seen that happen so many times to where people get their head clouded. And what was that? I think it was like 5 or 6 shows ago. I told you how T.D. Jakes came on TV and he blew my mind because he was talking and the people in the audience, their mouth opened up when he said, don't stay in no relationship where nobody don't want you. I said, why isn't he saying that?
It happens.
And then you remember that goddess, I'm like, what? You looked at me, and I'm like, let him say it again.
It happens. Because you can be in a relationship, and I told somebody this, you can be in a relationship for so long and still be lonely.
Yeah.
People say, how? The lack of communication, the lack of touch, the lack of sensitivity, the lack of understanding, the lack of knowledge of each other. It goes on and on. But women, we seem to settle. We have to stop settling. And I know, Maureen, you don't understand. You have a husband. But I didn't always have one.
Amen.
I didn't always have one. The first one I picked, oh, my God. If I can go back, I love my kids that I have. But if I can go back and do it all again, I would just say, God, please be patient with me.
Well, just like we said, honey, wait.
Wait on them. I didn't wait on God. I thought I could get married and move out my mom's house, have my own, do my own thing.
But see, you just said that. That's why a lot of women do that, because they're under mom's roof.
Yep, I got just got out of high school and did my in college.
And it's
I was
like,
ready to go.
I'm my own woman, so you know the first thing come along, they grip it up and they roll out. Then, like you were saying just a minute ago, you said, you know, another excuse is I'm comfortable.
Yep.
Moving on. You can't, you know, sometimes, how can I put this? When you get comfortable, that's when you lose focus on life. You lose focus on what's happening around you, because the word, this word says here that I was reading, I was studying on it, it said, are you stringing a relationship along primarily because it has benefits? A lot of people say, I'll learn to love him. No, that's hard work.
That's that money one. I'm going to marry him because he can provide for me.
And that's,
but do you love him?
No, that's one of the benefits. Money, companionship, physical intimacy, fun. Like it says, let's face it, we all have temporarily turned to everything from shopping to food for fulfillment. But relationships with benefits can never truly satisfy you. First off, you shouldn't be thinking about the benefits that you're going to have in a relationship. All of a sudden, when you get in a relationship, it's almost like when you first come to Christ, it's work. We start in work. It's work. So what Colossians says, it says, they are shallow tools the enemy offers, convincing you to wear a mask of contentment. How many of your friends out there you guys know will always tell you, and sometimes it's good to be candid, sometimes it's good to be real with your friends, how you doing? Oh, blessed and highly favored. Then as soon as you go back home, he hitting you in your head. Y'all arguing, tearing the house up. But see, that's when you really need to have that relationship with Christ. Because, see, if you can sit down and talk to Christ, it could even be after the fact. God is not going to leave you in nothing where you don't belong.
But, you know, that's that I tell people, you don't have to be a professor, a college professor, a minister, a deacon, a deaconess, an usher, choir director, none of that, to gain that personal access to God.
Yeah.
It's all.
And it's there.
It's there.
All the time.
He's in the atmosphere. Every day you wake up, he's in the midst. All you do is talk to him.
But what he says in Hebrews 13 and 5, never will I leave you, nor will I forsake you.
I'll be with you.
And God said none of his words are come back forward. He's just telling you right there. First off, you can't be, you know, and this is real, and if you feel that, you know, you need to comment, or call or speak on something, you can call our line, and it's 319-527-6091. Make a comment, because I know somebody out there is going through this, okay? Somebody is going through this right now, and this is your time to speak up.
Yeah.
Amen. This is your time to speak up. Every time we come on the air, and I just don't mean the Turning Point, every show that comes on Purpose Kingdom, don't hold this thing inside of you. Speak up, because trust and believe, it's going to be a load lifted off you. Amen. And when you come on and talk about, ask questions, you don't have to get your name.
Mm-mm.
Amen. You don't have to get your name. But I just want you to release this burden that's on you, because you have questions in your mind about your relationship. And this is the time to bring them forth. Amen. And like we said again, that thing about I'm comfortable. I've seen some people be comfortable, and I mean, this is tight, but it's right. You may not agree with it. I see people be comfortable to death. Amen. Some relationships, bad relationships, period, are poisonous. They're poisonous. They poison your spirit. They poison your mind. They poison your personality. You know.
If people don't understand what when we say poisonous, you seem to pick up their traits. You seem to pick up their spirit. that spirit of negativity.
Yeah.
And like I tell my daughter, and I'll say it to you, be careful who you let in your spirit,
yeah.
your home.
Not just your house.
Not just your house, but in you. Because they're depositing something that might not be of God.
Because, see, we always talk about that space.
Yeah,
that you have.
Come on.
Don't let too many people in your space. Because that space was made for you by God. Don't let too many people in your space because, see, when you let them in your space, now you're telling God, look, this is it. And a lot of times God will turn his head and let you, because that's the choice you made. That ain't the choice that we made. And when I say we, I mean him. That's the choice you made. So he'll sit back and let you see how things fall in line with that choice that you made. Oh, now he don't want to work. When I first met him, he had a good job. All he wants to do is stay home and stand on the corner with his boys.
Or play the game.
Play Xbox, the new one. Every new one that come out, he has to buy it.
The dishes are not done, and I went to work all day. The house not clean, but he's sitting there, feet on the table, playing the game with his friends in the house.
This is what you choose. God wouldn't choose this for you. See, that's why I love that he's a God of choices. Go ahead, hon.
Everything we're telling y'all, trust and believe. The same conversations we have with my daughters.
Amen.
And I wanted them so bad. Like, wait on God. God's going to give you the desires of your heart, but make sure it's what you really want.
But
I want a man like my father.
But tell them the truth, honey. Ministers, pastors, bishops, whoever, they have the worst kids. Because they're so rebellious.
They want to see it their way.
You know what? I'm not the type of person that sees something work and then try something different. If it's been showed that this works, I want to do it.
Yes, yes.
I don't want to go the hard way. I don't want to go the hard route and find out I'm going to try to do it different, do it better. I'm going to do it my way. Everything that is going on in our life right now happened in the Bible.
Yup. We have a caller on.
Amen, caller.
Hello?
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 Yes?
Yes, how y'all doing?
We're great,
Michelle.
How are you?
Fine. I listen to y'all all the time. I just listen. I don't really say much, but I call in almost every night and I just say listen. And the topic is really like hitting home because I was dealing with somebody about 5 months ago and everything was just about me. He would take me out to dinner, but never would say, are the kids okay? Did the kids eat? Not even knowing if my kids ate.
Right.
So when y'all was speaking about that, it was just like they talking directly to me. So I had to, you know, call
Amen.
And give a little input. So I ended that without a doubt.
Hey.
Amen.
Without a doubt.
Amen.
I ended it, but whatever it was, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a relationship, friendship, but whatever it was, I ended it real quick because it was just all about me. And, you know, then he had the nerve to throw up in my face. I was good to you. Why? Because you got my hair done. You ain't pay no bills.
Come on. Come on, what did someone say? Can you pay my telephone bill?
You ain't have to take care of these six kids. You gave me money to get my hair done. You took me out. Now, I won't say the finest restaurants. Red Lobster is not one of the finest restaurants. I mean, don't get me wrong. I appreciated it. But,
Amen.
I mean, I'm talking about somewhere where we can spend real money. Not F&B's.
Quality time.
2 for $20.
No, it didn't. That's
and
not like
Burger. Our first date, he wanted to take me to Wawa. I said, oh, no, we ain't going to no Wawa.
Wawa.
Good food. I don't care what Wawa. I'd rather go to Applebee's 2 for $26 than to get a $4 hoagie. I'm worth more than that, sweetheart. So, yeah, I left that alone real quick, you know.
Amen,
so,
amen.
I see where he was. And we were two different, you know, he was Muslim, I was Christian. It was two different things. And
even
like I would be on the prayer line, and he'd be like, oh, you on that prayer line again? Oh, my God. So The old me wanted to take that computer and just do all types of things to it because I would have never installed your religion. So
Amen.
That alone right there just sabotaged everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had an evil spirit, and I let it go.
And it was clashing with
your money, your dinner. You can have it. Go take it to the next cheap woman because I ain't cheap.
Amen. Amen.
You
and you know
girls,
what? That was good
woman.
That you let that
I'm
happen because, see, the way we find women find good men or they come to them is because you know your worth. As long as you know your worth, mm-hmm. can't nobody sit there and downplay you.
Nope. He thought I was a child. No, I'm a woman.
Right. Right. And you came with a package.
You used to messing with girls.
Amen.
You, and your father's a king.
That's right.
You got to be treated
that's
like
right.
a queen.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen. So, see, you know, the words say, wait, sit and wait on the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And that's true. That's true. See, you know, I got seven daughters, and I got a lot of my daughters. They sit up there, and they try to settle for less. That's why I say it. Some of the ministers
mm-hmm.
and pastors' daughters are the worst because they,
mm-hmm.
like, they're rebellious against what we're telling them until they realize that,
yep.
you know, they already told me that.
My daughter's going through that right now.
Yeah,
yeah.
I had five. My oldest, she got killed in 2010.
Okay.
So now I have four. My 18-year-old, she want to be out there doing what she's doing. So I just keep her
right.
up there.
Right.
The 16-year-old, she's doing better. She's doing much better than she was.
Right.
And I have a 13 and 11-year-old. So, you know, I'm just trying to be the best, you know, the best parent I can be. And
that's right.
You know, be the best I can be. I'm not perfect. I just try to, you know, teach them and want them to do better.
Yeah, and the main thing that you're doing right there, as long as you're keeping God in their life, whatever information
yep.
or instructions that you need, he'll give it to you. Because they're teenagers,
mm-hmm.
they're going to go through things. But as long as they got
oh,
a base, as long as they got a base that you teach them about God, whenever they fall, they got something to fall on.
Yeah. A lot of times I turn the prayer light on and I put it on speaker and they run. That's all right. Because eventually one day y'all going to run to his house.
Look,
you
one day they're not going to run.
The time more you're going to run to his house because I'm telling you.
Amen. Amen. I'm proud of you for breaking their relationships. Like I say, bad relationships are toxic. They're real toxic.
Yeah.
They get to the point where they mess up every session of your life.
I was happy when I was single, but when I got in that relationship, I was so miserable.
Yeah. Well, so sometimes, like my wife said, like Reverend Maureen said, sometimes we jump in relationships too fast because,
mm-hmm.
see, when we find ourselves alone, or we think we're alone, we're not really alone. God is always there, but he gives you a choice. He's not going to push nothing on you. So
nope.
once you learn how it's supposed to be as far as a man, the Bible says a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. It didn't say a woman that finds a husband find a good thing. It said a man. So I'm not saying, you know, be a nun somewhere and go up in a monastery, but just be just be real protective about your about yourself and your kids because nobody, no man should come between any mother and their kids. They should be added to trying to take over.
When me and my husband started dating, I had a little girl. Was 2 years old. Her name is Christina. And she's this one night Charles invited us to breakfast. So I brought Christy and I brought Janine with me. She was 11 or 12 at the time. And Christy loved the way Charles treated her. So after he did the pancakes, eggs, and he had pancakes, eggs, sausage, bacon, French toast, whatever she asked for, he did. And when she finished eating, she was like, Daddy. I was like, wait a minute. But kids know a good man when they see one, especially when they breed it in the church. And that's the key. Kids will let you know. Kids will let you know. Amen?
Amen. And like I said, I'm glad you didn't get to that point where we were talking about the 10 excuses to stay in a relationship, you didn't get comfortable.
No, she did. She jumped right out. I'm proud of you.
You didn't get comfortable. So that's a good thing. Amen. Amen. And The third one is a lot of people get in a relationship and they throw love up in the mix.
I love him.
What is it you love about him? Amen. What is it that you love about him? First off, like the old saying go, if I had a nickel or a dollar for every time somebody said I love him, like people say
I love her.
Yeah, but see, the thing is just like a young lady that was just on. You know, and I'm really amazed and proud that she see the relationship for what it was, because you can get to a point to where your judgment can be so clouded.
Yeah.
Because, mainly because, not because you're not in the church, but sometimes you can be around people and they'll cloud it for you, because they'll tell you, you know, at least he's not like the one you used to have.
Wait a minute. That's those superficial friends that don't want nothing better for you.
No, that's some fair weather friends, too. And do good and
Come
see if they're around. Once you start doing bad, they're not there. They're called fair weather friends.
Come on.
Amen. But see, if you got friends that you are praying together with, y'all going to church, I'm not saying that y'all not going to have disagreements or anything like that, because you're human. But see, we can disagree to agree.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because sometimes the knowledge that you have of Christ is more than mine, or vice versa. So I'm listening, because you went through this. Like, we'll tell some of our friends about the way the relationship should be, and they'll look at us like we brand new newbies. We don't understand this. We don't understand that. One thing that the people on my job, if you could ever ask any of them, they let you know, I'm not going to talk about nothing that I haven't went through. Amen. Because I can't tell you the effects of drugs, because I never used drugs. I can't tell you the effects of being bipolar, because I've never been bipolar. I can't tell you the effects of having certain diseases and going through chemo and, you know, being an alcoholic, because these are things that God has not brought my way in the 61 years I've been living. Amen? So these are things that he's haven't brought my way, so I can't sit down and not even talk about being an expert on it. I can't even sit down and talk to you about it, because I'm not going to sit down and tell you some lie just to get you on my side. I can't do that. But as far as trusting in God and walking the path that you're supposed to walk, I'm going to tell you, I did that and strayed too and had to come back. So see, it's nothing new when people tell me, well, I just don't know how to get back in good with God. Oh, the same way you got in good with him the first time. Pray, fast, and with supplication, things will change. Amen. You have to go back to the drawing board. A lot of people, that's just like me and my wife. We, just like all other Christians, you know, we elders and reverends, but the thing is, you get to a point to where you say, God, what is going on? Why isn't things the way it used to be? You know why? Because you're not doing what you used to do. Amen. If you got up every morning and prayed an hour before you went to work, 5 to 6 years later, you're not doing that, that's your problem. And I'm telling you from experience, me and my wife, every move we used to make, we prayed about it. But see, when you get so comfortable, when God starts giving things in your life, you start backing off being in that relationship with him. Amen. So you got to get back to the way that you used to be. If you got up every morning and you prayed before you started your car up, start praying again before you start your car up. If you prayed for your children before they left every day, before they went to school, now you wonder why they're getting in fights. You wonder why they're getting suspended. You wondering why their grades are dropping. You took that, and I don't say wall or hedge no more. Pastor Toy will tell you, my word is not hedge no more, it's wall. If you notice a hedge, walk up to a hedge and see if you can't stick your hand through it. You can't stick your hand through a wall. You drop that wall of protection around your kids. You drop that wall of protection around your spouses. Pastors, you drop that wall of protection around the people in your church. Your parishioners, you drop that wall. Whatever we used to do, where things were smooth in our lives, and now it's kind of rocky, let's go back to the old school. Like they said, let's go back to the old days. Let's start getting up in the morning praying. Let's start getting up in the morning anointing our kids with oil.
Come on.
If it was good for our grandmothers, it's good for us. Look what they had to deal with. We got so much modern technology today that we don't even know how to add no more. We don't know how to subtract because we got calculators. We got cell phones. We got Apple phones. We got all these computers. So our minds then went dormant.
Come on.
Our minds are sitting down dormant because we are not used to using our minds, our brains, and thinking no more. See, a lot of your thinking be gone if you sit there and put everything in God's hands. Because the Bible said worrying is a sin. So let's go back to the way we used to be. Amen? Let's go back to getting up in the morning and telling God, God, I want you to set my day before me. Order my steps for today. God, I need you to be before me, because if you be before me, who can be against me? We want that favor. When you walk into a place, you want everybody to smile and laugh and wonder why they don't do it usually, but they smile and laughing at you. Good morning. How you doing? Favor. But the main thing we have to do is we have to start praying again. They took prayer out of schools. They took prayer out of a lot of places. But they never took prayer out your mouth. Did anybody take prayer out your mouth?
Come on.
They took prayer out of schools. You can't pray. Even in, I told my wife about that story about that college. Man was doing a commencement speech. Amen. And they said he could not say amen. He could not put God words forth. So somebody in the audience sneezed, and he said, God bless you. People was just thrown away. He just blessed the whole student staff that was graduating. The man sneezed, and I believe it was perfectly planned by God. At the end of his speech, he sneezed, and the man, instead of saying, thank you for listening to me, he said, God bless you. So, see, God can get in anywhere he wants to, but you got to allow him.
Come on.
You got to let him come in. So, you know, even to collaborate on the sister that was on earlier, let God bring you a man that looks at you a certain way. Let God bring a man that come to you. You don't have to say nothing. And I said that earlier about what you need. He knows what you need. Being a Christian man, being a man of God, and y'all are evenly yoked, before you open your mouth, it's done. And people used to think me and my wife was telling, you know, just making stuff up. Like when I told her whenever she had one of my kids, my wife did nothing for 2 to 3 months. Now, she can tell you that. She did nothing for 2 to 3 months because I cooked, I cleaned, because I wanted her to heal. I wanted my kids to be nurtured, and that's what she did.
My kids, my daughters can call in and tell you, I sure did, and I breastfed, but I was so...
No, the kids, not me. Not me, the kids.
Yeah,
okay.
But the pumps was the best thing that ever came out. Amen, and I had the bottles ready, so I did nothing.
And that's where they got that phrase, pump it up.
Nothing.
Amen.
Because
amen.
God gave me the desire that I prayed for. And I didn't know really, I had a relationship with God, but I didn't think God knew who I was. But the more I talked to him, the more I fell in love with him.
And the more
I loved on him. The more I trust him. He knew my name.
Amen. Amen.
I ran. I got scared. I said, oh, no. Too many people telling me I've been called. I said, I ain't it. So, that scared me a little bit. Because I've seen so many people that their friends turned their back on them, and I wanted my friends to love me. But that wasn't what God had for me.
Amen, amen.
But I just thank God that I was more obedient and listening to his word for myself. But it took Pastor Toy and my husband, and was like, no, babe, you got a lot to say. And Pastor Whitaker that told me to go to ministry school.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I don't think so. You know? But I listened and I was obedient.
But see, somebody had to tell you that he had the provisions for you. He wasn't going to put you out there in the cold without a coat.
And guess what? It was free.
Yes, it was. And that was one of the best.
I would tell anybody, Vision of Missions Bible Institute.
Amen.
Oh, my God. They're dynamite teachers. Oh, my God. They know the word. Pastor Harry Washington on fire. Oh, my God.
And let me put this one out about the worrying. Okay?
Come on.
We talked to a young lady. This comes from Luke 12, 25, and 26. It comes out of NIV. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?
Come on.
God is telling you, don't worry about it. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's just like when you somewhere, if they teaching you basketball, but you really have football experience, you're not going to fit in. Amen? You're not going to fit in. So, see, when God is telling you about let me handle your finances, let me handle your love life, let me handle your future husband, your future wife. You can call these hotlines if you want to. You can talk to Dear Abby. You can talk to your girlfriend across the street. You can do whatever you want to do. But now you done just stepped out of the road. You stepped out of the path that he had for you. So once you get shooken up, I hope you come back. Because sometimes it take a lot of people to get almost down to nothing before they throw their hands up and say, for God
I live,
and for God I die. Amen? And yes, at this point right here, we just want to say we hope somebody, you know, other than young lady that had called in is out there really, this is really sinking into your spirit. You know, the title of moving on, because, see, one thing God does, he does everything in decent and in order.
Mm-hmm.
And he waits for no man. Because time goes on. If you look, and you're at the beginning of the week on Monday, you look up, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Amen. So time is moving on. So we're asking that you, the ones out there that don't know God as and Jesus as your personal Savior, just say a prayer to where you're going to accept him in your heart. Once you accept him in your heart, he gets in your spirit. And once you do that, you're a born again. And like me and my wife used to tell people a long time ago, when that happens, that's when the fight just begins. A lot of churches won't tell you that. I want to let you know, throw your hands up. Because once you say you're living for Christ, he's going to throw all his little imps at you. The devil's coming at you in all forms and fashion. But you know what? God sent his son down here to die on the cross, Jesus Christ, and he went through all this for you. So it's nothing that you're going through he hasn't went through. So we want to prepare you. Put on the full armor of Christ. Amen? And then once you do that, tell somebody that you accepted Christ into your life. And then following that, we want you to continue your learning. We want you to find a Bible preaching, teaching church. And until you do that, if you're listening tonight, you are definitely in the right place.
Yeah.
Amen? What'd you say about honey, that's so?
Yeah, do we have any announcements?
Yeah, at this time, do we have any announcements?
Yes, real quickly, I'll do the announcements. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight. So whether you're calling online or your phone, much here at Purpose Kingdom. We're going to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom. We correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello, or you can just send in a prayer request. We'd gladly honor that. Also, you can like us on Facebook. Go to Purpose Kingdom and like us on Facebook, where you can hear our upcoming shows and some of our advertisers we have for some of our programming we have here at Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to hear any of our past previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, where you can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And if you have an iPhone, or Android phone, there are options where you can save our show. You can hear our latest episode. If you have an Android phone, you go into the Google Play section and you go hit podcast, type in Purpose Kingdom Network, and you can like us. And each and every time we have an upcoming episode, you'll get a text reminder. You can also do so on your iPhone. There's a purple app called where it says podcast. You go ahead and hit the search button and type in Purpose Kingdom, like us there, and follow us there. And you can hear each and every episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And therefore, if you miss an episode, you won't be able to miss it because you also get a text reminder that we had an episode. We thank you so much, no matter where you join us in the world. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Purpose Kingdom Newsroom. And once again, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Purpose Kingdom Newsroom. And with that being said, that's going to be all the announcements we have for this week.
Amen, amen.
Thank you for all the announcements.
And if anything that we're saying tonight is shaking up your spirit and you just need to further and hear some more about the love of Christ, the will of God, tomorrow we suggest that you can go visit our church. It's called Bethel Deliverance Ministries. They're at 4700 Wissahickon Avenue, building N as in Nancy, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19144. Sunday school starts at 9:30. Service starts at 10:30. And we have the pastors, Pastor Baroness Martin and Pastor Greg Martin. They bring the word like you never heard it before. Amen. So if you need somewhere to go to further, like we said, your knowledge, and if you find yourself in the Philadelphia area, we suggest that you go to Bethel Deliverance Ministries, 4700 Wissahickon Avenue, Building N. That's Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19144. Amen?
Amen.
And we will guarantee you, you're not going to leave there without the word.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to leave there filled up, and you're going to look to come back again next Sunday.
Amen.
But we are so, so serious. Amen.
Brother Rob, have to make a correction.
Real quickly and briefly, sorry about the mix-up I had. We'll start. It's going to be a little Lindsay. And once again, sorry about
it's
that.
It's a bad feedback.
All right. Okay, yeah. All right, no problem.
But amen, amen. And we just, like my wife said again, we are so excited about Purpose Kingdom Network because we're coming up on our, what show, honey?
1,000
show. And this is all birthed from Pastor Toy. Amen. And we are so elated that we're listening in so many places, and I pray that we're touching so many hearts and spirits, because that's what God told the disciples. What did he tell the disciples, honey?
Go out and teach.
All
nations.
He didn't say just in Philadelphia. He said go out and teach all nations. So we're just so excited about what is happening with Purpose Kingdom Network, and Pastor Toy is at the helm. Things are being, you know, pushed out in all different directions because we're trying to, like she said, we're coming out of our comfort zone. So it's a lot of people out there that need to hear the word. Amen. Purpose Kingdom doesn't have a building, but we have a voice.
Amen.
Amen. So see, we're working with what we have right now. I pray in the future that God gives us a building. I'm not saying we're going to be there every Sunday because everybody has their own churches, but maybe in the future God will give us a building where we can meet and all the people that listen to us on the radio station can show up there and we can just have a good time in the Lord. Amen? But moving on, we've been talking about this for two episodes right now, and it was just so prevalent in our spirits for us to do it because some people are so stuck in life. Just like the young lady talked to us earlier, I'm just so glad that God gave her the knowledge. And I'm getting told that we have a caller on the line. Caller?
Hello, my brother.
Hello. That sound like my sister from Georgia.
Yes, yes, sir.
Amen, amen, amen. Glad to hear your voice.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Amen. Love and miss you.
Love and miss y'all.
And again, sorry for your loss, sis.
Yes.
Thank you.
But you know what they say, sis? Our loss is heaven's gain.
Amen. Because we all
been
together.
You know, remember I told you I had lost my mom at 7, sis? And I said,
yes.
They told me at that young age, said, if you live your life right, you'll see your mother again. And I've been trying to do that ever since then.
Yes, Lord. And it's so true.
Amen. Amen. But it's just it's good to hear that, you know, and I pray that God is bringing you comfort, you know, and your time of loss, because he is the comforter. He sent the comforter.
Amen.
So, you know, he is the comforter.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm just, you know, like I was telling Maureen, I always ask her every day about you because I hear you guys talking. And, you know, I try not to get in y'all businesses. I try to keep it moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a busybody husband. So I try to keep it moving.
No.
But I be wondering, I say, how's she doing? She said, oh,
she's
doing all right. I said, okay. I said, well, if she need to talk to me, she call.
My brother, you're inspirational, so yeah. Every word that you tell me, it helps.
Oh, and vice versa. I mean, you know, we all have our down moments, you know, but
thank God
that we have each other.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God we have each other. And I'm, you know, with the things that's going on in our life, even on Purpose Kingdom Network, I tell Maureen, I'm looking for bigger and better things coming up. God
Amen.
Has so much in store for us. That we're going to have to get out, we're going to have to get this word out all over the United States.
Amen. And I'm joining.
Purpose Kingdom is going to be the headquarters.
Amen. And I'm joining the spread of word, my brother.
Mm-hmm. But I, like I said, I tell you, it is so, so hard, but it is so easy, too. In times of trouble and loss like this, to be encouraged, because God tells us to just, you know, wait, and we'll see how things come out. Because being that we're down here on this earth and we're flesh and blood, we go before the situation. But God says, just put it in my hands, and I will lead you and guide you, because he says, I will never forsake you nor leave you.
Amen.
So, I can't. People say they can. I can't say I understand what you're going through, because we go through things differently.
Yes.
But I can say that I know that God is the same God last week, last year, and this year, and today.
Yes.
That he was.
He's
all. He did for us back then. He going to do for us now.
Amen.
I just want you to stay encouraged. Stay encouraged and stay
you,
in prayer.
Honey.
Stay encouraged
and
stay in prayer, because that will sustain you.
Amen.
Amen. And I, you know, I heard that you might be coming up pretty soon. I told your sister I can't wait to see you. Because we got so much in store to do. I mean, the little time I know that, you know, you'll be up here, we're going to fulfill it with so much.
Amen.
And if our listeners don't really know that where my sister is right now will be our resting place when we move.
Amen.
We're moving to Atlanta because everybody talk about God's country. I feel wherever I'm at is God's country.
God's country. Amen.
It doesn't have to be a certain town or state.
Amen.
But you have anything you want to let us know tonight, sis? Send something that's on your heart?
No, everything's fine, my brother. Right now I can't even speak because I'm so happy that I'm speaking to my family.
Amen, amen. We happy we speaking to you. It's just that, you know, you need to know that we're going to always be there.
Amen.
You know, it may be times when you can't reach us or the telephones are acting up or whatever, but you need to know, and everyone out there that's listening to us need to know, especially on Purpose Kingdom, you will get through when God wants you to get through. Because sometimes God wants you to sit back and just learn to depend on Him, because we want to rush so fast to call somebody. But see, when we call them, God say call them with good news.
Amen.
I'm going through, but I'm going through with God.
Because
when you go through by yourself, it just seems like everything is going wrong.
Yeah, sure.
But when you go through with God, you get a perfect peace.
Amen.
Perfect peace in your heart.
All understanding.
Yes, that's right, honey. The past is all understanding.
Yes.
But we just want to tell you that we love you, and like I said, I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you need to call somebody, because you know I work at night anyway. So if I'm here, I'm up.
Amen.
My wife always tell me, "What you doing?" I say, "I'm going to eat." And that's either with the word or in the refrigerator. I'm going to eat.
Amen.
I'm going to eat.
Yup, I taste the mocktails and rice and cabbage. Amen.
Ooh, ooh. Amen. Amen.
Yup. But I love my sister, and I'll be there soon, and I can't wait to just hug you.
Amen. I'll see you soon. God's willing.
Yes, he is. He's willing.
And Pastor Troy.
Yup. Okay, sis. I'm going to call you as soon as the show over, and I love you.
I love you, too.
That's my boo. Robert, do you want to make that announcement again? Because the lines are a little bit better.
Okay, yeah, real quickly, I'll go ahead and make that announcement. So tomorrow evening show is going to be at 8 p.m. It's going to be a little talk with Jesus with Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison. And once again, it's going to be at 8 p.m. right here on Purpose Kingdom Network with a little talk with Jesus with Evangelist Lindsay Trina Harrison.
Amen, and that's the show to tune in tomorrow at 8 o'clock. She's a woman of God to get a prayer through.
Yes.
Do you hear me? So if y'all desire prayer or anything that's in your life that's not going the way you want it to go, you want to touch and agree, you can call in to Little Talk with Jesus tomorrow at 8 o'clock, at the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Amen. And I just want to thank all our callers, everybody that's been listening. I'm just, like I tell my husband, I want couples to be couples again. If you're going through something and you really need to reach out and touch someone, get in touch with Purpose Kingdom Network, and they will give you our information.
Yes.
And we will meet with you wherever you want to meet at. Because we went through some things too, but we can only tell you what we've been through and know. God can bring you out. Amen. So if you're going through anything, any relationship out there that would like a one-on-one conversation, just call in the Purpose Kingdom, and they'll give you our name and number. And you know, God will bless you. He will bless you as he continues to bless us. Brother Rob, do you want to say anything else? Okay, baby, you can finish up.
Amen, amen. I was trying to tell my wife to mention to you guys we had ran across a couple couples up in the Poconos.
Oh yeah, Gracie, if you're listening, I love meeting your family in the Poconos and your brother and your boyfriend to be husband soon and his brother and family. I love the conversation,
his best friend,
and your stories. So I just thank you for, like, when God put things together, he put them together.
Because what did Gracie say? Gracie said, no, he said.
He said.
My fiancé said, somebody had told him, and I said that was a prophecy. Somebody had told him that they was going to run across a marriage counselor. And when we first got up there in the jacuzzi, we were sitting down talking. They had no such idea.
No, because
who
I was just talking to them by myself in the jacuzzi because Charles was over there with his grandkids playing.
Yeah.
And then he came over, and we started just ministering, and they started talking and crying, and God did what he needed to do.
Amen.
And I just thank God for being where I was supposed to, where we were supposed to be.
Obedience
is better
than sacrifice.
So I thank you, guys, for listening to Turning Point, and we'll be on again in 2 weeks. And don't forget, everybody, our 1,000th episode is coming, and we're going
to
do a celebration.
We're going to
have tickets, so y'all can meet, greet, and chat with us.
Meet, greet,
and
shoot.
Woo, yes, God. And I'm just so excited, you know. But God is truly good and worthy to be praised. No matter what you're going through or no matter how it looks, God is in the blessing business. So no matter what difficult walls that's going up in your life, God is the one to knock everyone down.
Amen.
So no little giants, no big giants that my God can't handle.
Come
just
on.
Trust in the process because he cares about you.
Come on, y'all. That's my
Amen.
Way. Amen. Amen.
Goodbye, everybody.
Hallelujah.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. I will not lose.
Never want to see me down. I will not lose.